With primary elections a little over a month away, we heard from one KUER listener with a pretty common question. How can I participate in the election if I'm an unaffiliated voter? As part of our ongoing question and answer series, The Hive Mind, KUER's Julia Ritchie explains.
Here's a telling stat. In Utah, there are more voters who aren't affiliated with a party than there are Democrats. Roughly 600,000 if you include both active and inactive voters. Inactive just means the person hasn't voted in a couple of election cycles. And if, like Polina Konechkova, you'd like to participate in next month's primary as an unaffiliated voter, you might have already gotten something in the mail.
Well, I received a letter in the mail a couple of weeks ago saying that if I'm an independent voter, there is a different process of how to vote in the primaries.
Though Konechkova didn't exactly finish reading the whole letter.
And the letter just seemed very long to me, and I just haven't had a chance to really dig into it. But what seems confusing is that each party has a very different system of how to vote for the primary for the candidate in the primaries.
It is confusing. Utah's primaries are run by the parties, not the state, and each party gets to set the rules for who can participate.
So we call it an election, but it's really a nominating process.
That's Sherry Swinson, the Salt Lake County clerk, who wrote that long letter to unaffiliated voters like Konechkova. Swinson fields phone calls every day from voters explaining that, unlike the general election, in primaries, you can't just vote for whichever candidate you want. Only Republicans can vote in the Republican primary. Democrats, on the other hand,
Everybody is welcome to participate in Democratic primaries in Utah,
says Alex Cragen, executive director of the Utah Democratic Party.
We believe ourselves to be an open party, accepting of people of all political stripes, and so our electorate reflects as such.
So for an unaffiliated voter who wants to go blue, he or she can request a Democratic ballot without actually having to join the Democratic Party. And done. Civic duty complete. But for someone like Polina Konechkova, who lives in West Jordan, County Clerk Sherry Swinson says there's another complicating factor.
The Democratic primary only pertains to House District 24 and Senate District 2, and those are both just in an area of Salt Lake City.
That means Konechkova, who lives outside of those districts, couldn't vote in the Democratic primary even if she wanted to. So that leaves her with option B. The Republican primary for U.S. Senate, featuring Mitt Romney versus state lawmaker Mike Kennedy, is the only statewide race this cycle. So for Konechkova to get a ballot, she would have to join the Republican Party. Rob Anderson, chairman of the Utah GOP, says there's a reason they've opted for a closed system.
You know, we feel that it would get a better candidate who represents Republican values within the party.
Anderson expects the higher profile race may attract more independent voters than previous primary cycles, which typically have dismal turnout. In 2016, Salt Lake County's primary turnout was less than 27%. Either way, for a vote by mail ballot, unaffiliated voters will need to make up their minds pretty soon and let their clerks know which ballot to send. Unless you want to go with option C, says Sherry Swinson.
They could still go to the polling place on election day or an early voting location on election day and affiliate in order to participate.
After explaining all of this to Konechkova, I put her on the spot.
So what do you think you're going to do, can I ask?
I think I need to think about it a little more. Now that I understand a little better, I'll need to think about it.
Konechkova is originally from Russia, but now has U.S. citizenship. She thinks her vote would count more in the U.S. Senate race if she cast a ballot now as opposed to November. But she's just not sure it's worth switching parties to do so.
And let's be honest, being in Utah, like how much my voice would count if I was to make that switch. So, and that's a question I would like to noodle on.
Konechkova won't have long to noodle. The soft deadline for mailing back your affiliation preference is today, but Sherry Swinson says she'll continue mailing ballots to those who want them up until about a week before the primary on June 26th. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.